This is a Fox News alert gearing up for the big speech. I'm Lee Silasera. President Biden set to deliver his second State of the Union address, this time before a Republican-led House. Excerpts of the address have already been released.
The president is expected to talk about the story of America, which is a story of progress and resilience. The scene is a little different this time around for the president, as Republicans now control the House of Representatives. The president is expected to bring up bipartisan legislation from the last Congress and say there is no reason we can't work together in this new Congress.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders set to deliver the Republican response. Portions of her speech were also released. She's expected to say, while you reap the consequences of their failures, the Biden administration seems more interested in woke fantasies than the hard reality Americans face every day. She says most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace, but we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. The number of dead in two strong earthquakes in Turkey and northern Syria has risen to more than 7,700. Turkish President Erdogan says 13 million of the country's 55 million people were affected. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is providing assistance.
USAID, the Agency for International Development, is in the lead of our efforts. We have U.S. helicopters that are supporting Turkish response efforts in very hard-to-reach areas.
The last 2 days have brought some dramatic rescues, including of small children found in piles of debris. A Missouri man convicted of killing his live-in girlfriend and her three young children has been put to death, despite his claims that he was in another state when the crimes occurred. Raheem Taylor was put to death by lethal injection. It was the nation's fifth execution this year. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Local and state law enforcement in Arizona again joined federal authorities in an effort to make Sunday Super Bowl the safest event in America.
The NFL's security chief, Kathy Lanier, said it somewhat in jest, but meant every word for fans with tickets to Super Bowl 57.
Leave your drones, umbrellas, selfie sticks, and weapons of any kind at home.
And that's just for starters. Literally thousands of officers, uniformed and not, will be on hand. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas added, while there's no current credible threat to the event, rest assured.
Anything of interest to law enforcement is addressed aggressively and quickly.
Crimes that threaten cybersecurity on down to counterfeit merchandise being watched this weekend. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
FAA executives, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, and the head of the largest pilots union testifying before a House panel on flight safety. This comes days after a near collision in Austin, Texas over the weekend, and an outage of a system used by pilots that led to total grounding of flights in the U.S. in January. Taking a cruise vacation is making a comeback.
Royal Caribbean Group says bookings have significantly exceeded pre-pandemic levels. Since the middle of November, it's seen the seven strongest weeks of bookings in its history. The cruise company says leisure travel strength continues as consumer spending is shifting toward experiences. Royal Caribbean says it has successfully returned to full operations and it's experiencing a record-breaking wave season. That's the January through March period, a popular time to book a cruise. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
British energy firm BP has reported record annual earnings. The London-based company says its profit jumped to nearly $28 billion in 2022 from $12.8 billion a year earlier. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.